Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Terrence DeFranco is here. Terrence is the CEO and president and co-founder of IOTA Communications. The first part of that is Internet of Things, IOTA Communications is his company. He's an expert in the world of finance. He's got years of experience in that area, and his new company is focused on the technology, the Internet of Things technology, and he's going to share some great ideas with us today on this, that whole world. It's a sector, and it is increasingly becoming a sector unto itself. And as I say, he's our new friend, Terrence DeFranco. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
So, Internet of Things, a lot of people have heard a lot about it. Probably many people have several Internet of Things without even realizing that that's what they are. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So, pretty much anything connected to the Internet. So, in homes, some of the more popular items like a Nest thermostat or a Ring doorbell, wearables, so your smartwatch, this is all part of that big universe, the Internet of Things.
Right. I've got a thermostat in my office that I can control from anywhere in the world on my smartphone. I tell my employees when I'm gone, if I don't see, performance, I'll just turn the heat up or I'll either burn them up or freeze them up. You know, they have to. It's one of the little jokes we have around here. I have control over that. But there are many other things. I mean, the virtual digital assistants, those are Internet of Things things, aren't they? Like Alexa and those kinds of things.
Exactly. So, think of it kind of as the third generation of the Internet that, I remember, probably a lot of your listeners remember as well, back from the mid-1990s, where just, computer to computer, and then, cloud computing came in, mobile computing came in the, 2005, 2007 timeframe, and now we're getting things actually talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the next iteration of the Internet and Moore's Law and cloud computing and all of these things that are being able to create more capabilities for just connecting many, many things to the Internet. Improving lives.
Is an automobile, is the sensor, a safety sensor, like if you're crossing a lane or if there's an oncoming vehicle, are those Internet of Things things?
So, typically think of it in terms of being able to communicate to the Internet and then also, sending some information, back to someone.
I have a computer system. I mean, I have a relationship. What's the name of the GM system? I always forget. Where they
OnStar.
Give me, OnStar. They give me a report and have now for a long time on my tire pressure and how many miles my truck has gone. My truck is telling them all kinds of stuff and of course it knows where I am. That's the Internet of Things. And that goes back to 2008.
Right. Yeah, that's right. It's we try to expand it a little bit into, command and control and being able to actually control. So that two-way communication is really where Internet of Things starts kind of distinguishing itself from just having things connected.
And
you were able to kind of talk back to your car.
Right. If you think about it, and one way you look at that, it's a little bit creepy, right? They actually know how many miles I've driven. They know where I am. They know the tire pressure of my tires, the air pressure of my tires. So that's a little bit creepy. But on the other hand, there's a lot of handiness to it too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a security aspect to it. There's convenience and higher quality life, et cetera. So a lot of benefits come with it. And that's what's really driving it more than anything, especially, you know, on the consumer side, for sure. I mean, we've seen great adoption of the Internet of Things in the consumer side, some of the things we were just talking about. And now we're seeing the commercial and industrial segments also starting to adopt Internet of Things.
So how many Internet of Things are there right now? Do you know that number? I saw something about that the other day.
I don't know the number. I know the projections, and I've seen a lot of reports of us.
It's in the hundreds of billions. It's in the billions, isn't it?
It is. It's in the tens of billions, I believe, by now.
And it's exploding. It's going to explode over the next 5 to 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, we think that it is. We think this is a trajectory that continues well into the future. As more applications are developed, as you start getting into artificial intelligence all of this, you know, we're on this constant path toward, you know, just doing much more with all of this connectivity and information.
Terrence, hang on to that thought. Terrence DeFranco, ladies and gentlemen, with IoT Communications. He and I will be right back after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.